heifer.
There it goes.
Look, there we go.
God damn it, fucking cocksucker. You guys missed the first, the greatest, tightest
let's,
10
let's
minutes.
Let's relive it. Let's redo it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get out.
This is hard.
All right, Mike's
okay, we're gonna reach
the edge of the pool. He just set down the recorder.
Try not to splash the recorder.
Dude, really? Not just
but you just splashed it yourself.
What?
A lot.
I just want to point out to you guys, I'm not touching my penis. It keeps floating up in my
this wasn't on the original take.
Yeah, but it keeps floating up.
So we're in Palm Deserts at a rental home for our four-year anniversary. After four-year anniversary. And the last 15 minutes of the show was probably the best we've ever done.
We talked about the guy who invented the ice bucket challenge dying, drowning.
We did do that. We talked about JLC.
When will I learn
how Lauren is a good chance Lauren's going to end up, or there's a possibility Lauren White, Tyler's wife, might end up with him. It doesn't sound as good when I say it like that, though. We didn't get to the paper. Holy fuck.
It's, I think right there. Where I found it.
This is off to a markedly better start than the other one.
It's not.
Really? No, this is terrible.
Yeah, this is awful.
Starting
Let's start over.
No, I don't want to jump back in again.
Then don't jump in again. Just splash the water over
there. Okay, yeah, don't splash the recorder. Forward.
Yeah.
Splash.
You look very thin, though.
Thank you.
Much smaller splash than the last time.
Are we starting over, really?
You didn't announce my entrance.
Okay.
We don't have to really start over.
Lovely Lorenzo White is entering the pool. Didn't someone say something after that?
Welcome to the after. It's like, hey, you're going to splash the recorder with that. Jesus.
We all have super soakers?
No.
Did you get Windows?
Stream machines. No, they're involved. So this is a pretty sweet location.
They're involved.
To give a little plug to where we, house. Because I'm OCD and crazy.
Wait, since we started over, I can say it now instead of 15 minutes in it. Hey, everyone. You should get in the tub while you listen to this.
Ew!
Or the pool.
It's like you're in the water with us.
And don't blame us if your giant 70s style recorder plugged into the wall falls into the tub and you get electrocuted.
White rabbit.
You know what I don't like? The people next door are getting the show for free. They're hearing it.
You know what?
Want to be like a paper boy and go over and knock on the door and ask for
money? Tell them we're doing
give them an invoice for
doing
$2.
A pay-per-view podcast next door.
Live pay-per-view.
Very famous if you'd like to be involved. Please toss a nickel over the wall.
So we'll put a link up on our site to the house that we're at if you're ever looking for a good place in Palm Desert. It's a little pricey, but if you get a couple couples.
Or we'll put a link up to the Ace Hotel, too, if you just want to
go. No, we're good, I passed it today, and I said to Jillian, do you think Mike's going to be able to pass the Ace and come here?
It was tough. It was tough, man. I actually had a weird moment of guilt that I come by here and hang out for like 3 hours, and then I go straight to the Ace and hang out there and have some chips and salsa.
Mike stays there for the weekend.
The whole weekend I'm there by myself, bored out of my gourd. I don't like this one at all. It looks like a 2x4.
He's talking about
Play-Doh.
Talking about an industrial strength.
No, it looks like a really long piece of Triton.
This isn't.
Oh, that's another bit we did not repeat yet. You talking about the cheap noodles and how you didn't have them.
I just don't think I don't think you had them either. Did you?
No noodles.
Well, I didn't have a pool, so how would I know what was available?
This show is not listenable.
Well, we haven't hit our stride yet.
Yeah, we were striding earlier, but we didn't hit record.
Now Mike. We have pressure. We should just just let it run.
And then we got to start over.
Make it a 3-hour show.
Start over and actually bring the energy.
Okay.
Let me get a refresher.
Should you delete those so that you have more space? Is it like a space?
We have plenty
thing?
Of space. I think there's like 20 hours on there.
Oh,
can
yeah.
They really hear you from like if you're talking over there?
Probably because sound travels over water.
No, I'm just curious.
It's not clear.
Because like, if you guys are like floating around,
yeah, it's not good. It's not like the same as
how do I
right
stop? Oh my god, that was only 4 minutes.
Yeah, but that was that.
Just let it roll.
No. Let me get a refresher. Right back. All right, you guys, let's do a show. Try not to get the recorder wet. I'm gonna jump in the pool. Here I go. I better work on my acting skills for the short film. That was pretty fucking bad.
That was not good.
Take three. After that, Palm Springs style. Actually, Palm Desert style.
We should be prone enough to not.
It almost is Rancho Mirage style.
Yeah, this is Rancho Mirage.
No, Palm Desert.
You know what I like better about this place than Palm Springs?
Oh.
Is the names of the streets.
Hey, everyone, get in the tub or your pool or jacuzzi right now. Yeah, it's like you're swimming and hanging out with us. This is the fourth time we've done this recording?
Third towel off the sweat.
Oh, look at this. Beautiful Lorenzo White entering the pool.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Now, literally, we
did a palm desert.
We did a decent, like, 10 minutes, and then we realized it wasn't recording, and now we're being all OCD and crazy about it.
You know what would be a good selling pitch for this house? If they say Frank Sinatra once came over here and, like, jizzed in the pool.
Ew.
Pete. What? I don't know.
I don't think that would have helped
it at all.
Doesn't appeal to me.
Well, you guys don't have class then, like I do.
Remember that part? Class? Remember that part about not flashing the recorder? It's happening
I'm
a lot.
The other way.
It's happening quite a bit.
Those things have crazy amounts of power.
Yeah. Lauren's playing with one of those super soaker things.
The dog?
I
thought you were going to hurt the dog.
No. How many beating hearts are here right now?
What?
There's four beating hearts in the pool, three outside the pool, my dogs.
Dogs have three hearts?
No,
three dogs.
There's three dogs. Much like, what was his name? Doctor Who?
What animal has four hearts? A pig or something?
Doctor what?
Doctor Who? What was the guy's name in
Dr. Detroit? Dr.
No.
Doolittle? Dr.
Human Centipede.
Drew?
Oh.
What was his name?
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Hyder? Dr. Heber? Anyways, he had his three dogs that he made into one dog.
Yes.
But he named it Three Dog. And I have three dogs, too.
Anderson, what animal has three hearts? Is it a pig?
I don't think there is an animal that has three hearts.
Isn't there?
I don't know.
I'll look
Maybe
it
like
up.
A reptile.
Yeah, there might be some kind of strange, like, prehistoric beast. All right, so we're...
Wait, no, there is something that has three hearts.
I'm going to look it up.
There's definitely something with three hearts.
Look her up!
Did you
oh, no.
see your phone
Wait.
On the ground on the
Cows,
side?
Oh, no, my hand.
Cows have three stomachs.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything with three hearts.
I think Mothra has.
That'd be like a V3. Right?
So, guys, I don't know that we should be doing a show right now. It does not feel like a show.
Are you talking to us or the listener?
Why would it feel like a show? We're in a pool.
I know. But
and
it
they're
feels
in the
like
tub.
We're mailing it in.
They're in the tub right now.
You know what? Send us pictures of you in the tub listening to the show.
Oh.
I hope that flies that just landed on the microphone. Isn't
Hashtag after disaster tub sesh.
We have a guest host on the show.
Who?
Mr. Fly.
What?
Right you think here. That fly is getting
He was on top of
the
microphone. You didn't see him. Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope so. So yeah, for our fourth anniversary of the After Disaster, we're
Octopuses
out. Nice.
Have three hearts.
What?
Holy
Mr. Jacques Cousteau didn't even know that.
I didn't
here.
Know that.
You dumbass.
That's crazy.
No wonder.
Let's re-record.
No wonder Jacques.
Let's start over. Mike asked a question.
Do you think if we had three hearts, we would be much more careless with our health?
You know what else? No, they all get fucked up at the same time.
Yeah,
you know
why
would they? You know what else has three hearts? Octopus. Cut it. Cut it in.
You know what's not good about recording this in the pool is the groany, gross noises I've been making trying to stay afloat.
No one can hear it.
Like,
I don't even hear it.
Don't touch my struggle
Why are you touching
to breathe and stay afloat.
Listener, so did you just touch Anderson with your foot? Oh, it's like 3D or 4D.
The plan is to do a quick little sag out here in the pool while we still got sunlight, and then we're going to move inside and do a little fireplace set.
Fireside chat?
Fireside chat, or do we do the pinball?
Pinball,
chat.
Yeah.
Pinball is going to be pretty sweet.
Let it run for like 2 hours and just upload the whole thing without
No,
even
we don't want to punish our faithful listeners.
It's like they're here with us.
You do every week.
It's really
wow. Did you hear that?
Get out of the pool.
We command you to kill, listener. When can we actually ask the listener to do something
damaging?
Like when
a Manchurian candidate a listener?
Yes. We need you guys to do something.
Oh,
we don't ask much of you.
We ask a lot.
I need you to burn down this elementary school in the corner of Fairfax.
Oh my God.
Hey, when are you when are you uploading this?
What?
When are you uploading
tonight.
This?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, cool.
Are you serious?
Mike, Tyler,
can you
Lorenzo.
Give it to me that fast? There's a computer.
Help me out.
Yeah,
dude, come on.
Dude,
that's
not a good on the thing.
That's amateur.
Stop adding the Foley effects.
Hashmir.
Dave Foley, cut
faithful
it out.
Listener Hashmir and his lovely girlfriend sent me a email asking me
people to us we don't know about them personally.
He's coming to LA for 4 days and he's got a small list of places
I'm totally busy that 4 days.
No, he doesn't want to hang out with us. He wants to have
like it,
recommendations
like
of places
much.
To go.
Okay,
so hit him.
I say you start with the hot dog train on Ventura Boulevard and get a red hot
hot dog train. Is also in the name of Mike's apartment.
Great hot dogs. It's called Carney's. There's one on Sunset as well. I would steer clear of Hollywood Boulevard. I would do Sunset Boulevard.
The very first thing
that
he told me
clubs.
He's doing is cruising Hollywood Boulevard.
No, don't. It's actually
take
terrible.
The TMZ tour.
I would hit. Yeah. I would swing. I would walk down Sunset and cruise by the Whiskey, the Troubadour. Check. Go in the Rainbow Room for a drink.
You'll see
legendary
Lemmy.
Heavy metal bar.
Lemmy will 90% likely be there.
Yep. I would go to the abandoned zoo possibly in Griffith Park.
That's on his list. He's already doing that.
I would maybe.
Is he trying to get a beach?
Oh my God, no! What's that bar called? What's that bar called? CIA.
Oh, it's only open like twice a month though. The Dead Clown.
He can still check.
Okay. Yeah, check out CIA. See if it's open in North Hollywood because it has a Dead Clown, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Wow.
Everybody loves a Dead Clown.
Who doesn't love a Dead Clown? It's French, too.
I like to stay over here because I'll be really loud on the recording.
It's a French Dead Clown.
Why are we punishing the listener, Lauren?
Why? Are you crunching chips right into the microphone?
I'm not chewing. All right,
so is
loud.
The pool segment over? Can we
no.
End the pool segment?
We're only like 6 minutes in.
Okay.
How many segments are we doing?
We've ever done on the show that's annoying, nothing can even compare with her chewing, right? Because
it's not loud.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying it's you personally.
I'm chewing my mouth open.
I'm not saying it's you personally. But people chewing is my greatest problem. Like, I can hear it.
How often do I do it in the phone book?
I don't know.
People don't chewing?
But I just realized the proximity is you're right next to the microphone with chips. It doesn't bother me because I'm not listening to it.
Well,
I think this water is louder than the chips.
Amazon last time we did a show. Chips by the mic. I'm going to eat them by the mic.
Last time we did a show from a pool, Corona was not with us.
No, I was.
We had a fill in for Corona. His name was JLC. We called JLC, and Miss Lorenzo White proceeded to throw her vagina at JLC.
That's
my exaggeration.
And he had the audacity to say nothing to me at your show.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Very hurt by that.
You scared him.
Now
I'm offended.
My dream, it will be sad. Lots parts of it will be sad, but I mean, everything's possible. And the idea of Lauren somehow ending up with JLC in the future.
I don't like you making predictions on the show now.
Delights
Episode 350, Tyler's still in tears. I'm like, come on, buddy, we gotta do a show.
So this place is pretty sweet. It's got a pool, it's got a pinball machine, it's got a fireplace, it's got TVs in every room and
fire department next door.
Evidently. And a TV outside, which is on right now, and we're watching the Simpsons marathon.
If I was a kid, I would think the TV outside is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
If you're a kid, I'd be like, why is there a kid here?
Sorry. I just bashed into your wife's butt.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Dude.
What's your favorite Simpsons character?
You know what? You know what's even more horrifying than our favorite Simpsons character? I totally said change the subject, tried to segue. I just pictured one of those wires coming loose and falling right in the pool.
Yes, that would be bad.
He's talking about electrical wires that are in every neighborhood, over every house, over every pool.
You guys, this is the greatest.
Hey, should we do a little rehearsal of the short that we're shooting in a couple weeks?
Chip
right now? We totally should have done that.
What do you mean?
We should do a rehearsal, like a read-through.
What do you mean? Why did you say we should have?
Well, I guess we still can.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm confused about. The show is happening right now.
Oh, no.
It's not like this conversation is post-recorded.
We should maybe do a couple of days.
Should we improvise it?
Yeah. Hey, I'm planting string beans over here.
Tyler remembers his one scene. Tyler's going to be in the next short. It's all centered around Corona. Lorenzo's going to be in the next short. You know who's not going to be in the short? The wife of mine.
Why?
Jillian will not be in the short.
She's directing.
She's in an internship that she has to be at all day.
Goddamn, USC!
She wouldn't have been in it, would she?
Yeah, she said, anything you need, honey.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, pop the top.
Gosh, cut to, she comes home with a stack of movie tickets in her jacket pocket.
What?
Well, she just saw movies all day.
Well, that would be so hurtful. If she's going to be in my short, could she without watching my Spielberg movie?
All right, much like the real show, I have to get out and go pee.
Okay, so we should end the show, this segment.
Why?
Over. Pool segment over.
All right.
Should we do a audio recording of...
Can we tell like we're going
to Stanley going to the pool?
You're going to cut it, and it's going to be the best.
I know. I feel like I can't talk to you guys after I hit stop, because I'll be burning material that should have been recording.
It seems
recording.
Like we're talking
chances,
fine before
the chances are that won't be the case.
Well, Mike has to tell the inflatable man story, which is very upsetting.
We still have at least two more segments. Can you think of a third, a fourth place?
Wait, we've already done a whole segment?
Yeah.
The sex dungeon.
This is going to be worse than Downtown Debacle. Oh, 10-minute mark. Bang. Done. Go see Calvary.
Stay tuned for the inflatable man story.
Back where he told me how to... This is a...
Okay, splash.
No, no.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, pool seg, too. Mike, careful. Eyes.
Hold on, you guys. I'm coming in. I'll be careful.
Why do we keep doing this bit?
Hey, didn't splash the thing that time. Good job.
Hey, didn't splash the thing that time, Tony.
So, we're discussing the fact that there's a good chance there's cameras in this establishment, in this rental.
I have a friend who went, who called me one day at Disneyland, like maybe 10 years ago, and he goes, I just have to tell you what happened. And he had gone to a sex party in a mansion in the hills, and he was talking about how great it was, and it was amazing. And I was fascinated.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, but my whole pitch to him was, the real problem is they probably have webcams in there.
100%.
Like, that's the problem. I mean, the real problem is, once you get over the initial stumbling block, for me at least, of having sex with strangers in front of strangers, then the
well,
secondary...
you're not going to like tonight.
Exactly.
Well, we're the strangers. They're coming over?
Yeah.
We got strangers coming over?
I met some people at the smoke shop.
You didn't even go in.
Yeah, you were one person.
I was talking to the people parked next to us.
I do think it would be funny to set up like an orgy.
That'd be hilarious.
Like, not to do it, just to have all these people show up and just never do it.
It'd be good to find out when your friend was having a party and then post on the orgy board that there's going to be an orgy at
maybe
this address.
Better. Yeah, that's better.
You know what? That's actually not a bad video. Like, to have a bunch of cameras, like 3 or 4 cameras, and
even
put out a bunch
is,
of flyers for a sex
how about
orgy.
This? How about this, you guys? We set,
I was in the middle.
We set up Rune and Lindsay.
Oh my.
I'm sorry, but I just
hey,
thought of us
okay,
setting
go ahead.
Up Rune and Lindsay.
Right?
Like, you guys got to go
who's
check
Rune,
this out.
Who's Lindsay?
Rune and Lindsay host a podcast called The Pretty Oddcast, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty good.
I produce it.
And they go places. Much like
the
my,
next one they're going
much
to
like
the
title of my podcast would lead you to believe I do.
The next one they're going to is the sex club.
That's what I'm saying. We should have set this up like we know of a really great sex party in the hills, man. You guys got to go. And it's us wearing like weird masks, like eyes wide shut.
So they can't tell it's us?
Yeah. And then we fuck the shit out of them.
What? Who fucks Rune?
What?
We all do.
Ew.
It's for the show.
I'm out.
All right. Here's what it is. We put a ton of flyers out for a sex orgy club, right?
Where?
Well, I don't know. We rent a house like this one.
On telephone poles.
And then we have cameras.
Near
and we
schools.
Let them know the camera's going to be there. And we know people show up. And then there's just a big circle of chairs. And as people come in, we just have them sit in chairs. And no one says anything. And we just film. And it would be the most awkward silence in the history of awkward
the world
silences.
Might crumble in if there's that much awkward silence
and
in one location.
We make a 30-minute movie of just, we call it...
Waiting for sex.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence, maybe? That'll work. That'd be good. Get some close-ups of like people just kind of looking to their left, the right.
I'll take a Steinrager.
Would that be considered bullying or like being...
If we fucked Rune, it's
cruel.
Bullying.
No, cruel if you set somebody up like, hey, we're having a sex party. And they came over and you're just like, ha ha ha, you came to a sex party. We're really
Mike
not
Jones.
Tom oh Jones is on The Simpsons. Oh, so I was asking, who's
episode.
Your favorite Simpsons character? Besides
great
Homer.
Episode.
Besides he's, Tom Jones.
Besides Homer, who's just the best?
I think the episodes Dana Gould wrote were my favorites.
No, that's
not
my
an answer.
At all!
Oh,
I'm sorry. I just got
neighbors,
Nabes.
Please.
Nabes.
The Nabes were getting the show for free. Live streaming into the backyard
I don't know if
that
was
right
on
now.
The recording.
It wasn't.
I was asking who your favorite Simpsons character is, not which era do you like the writer the most.
Hey, everyone, are you still in the tub?
Jesus Christ. We're torturing.
Because I'll tell you something. I'm getting like
a little pruny.
Wrinkly, yeah.
A little pruny? A little
I don't know who my favorite character is. I'm going with that Tom Jones caricature.
No.
I love Tom Jones.
Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah. I like, I've seen a lot.
I like Troy McClure.
I don't know who that
Troy
is.
Troy McClure here. You may know me from such films as...
Is that the Phil Hartman
Phil
character?
Hartman. Yeah. Also
Hartman's
the... what's the Arnold parody? McBain.
McBain.
McBain's pretty great.
Laughing time is over.
Yeah. There's one answer, and it's quite simple.
Bart?
Montgomery Burns.
He's the greatest.
He's pretty good.
He's the greatest.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
Show's over?
No. Should we start over again?
We
just keep
should.
Playing these segments back to back
no.
to back to back. I think we should.
No. No, no, no. Someday this will play in a museum on loop. I feel like we broke down the podcast.
They actually did the
we
show
deconstructed,
in the pool.
We deconstructed it so intensely.
We've actually
changed the medium.
We've probably done a couple of firsts for podcasts.
I doubt it.
The Kahuna restaurant, whatever that place is called.
Bahuka.
Bahuka. Downtown debacle.
I don't know.
Now from a pool.
From
what,
a pool?
What will they do next on the After Disaster?
I was trying to get to sleep the other night, and I was thinking of all different places that we could actually do the podcast, because we have to do the podcast. We have to. And I was thinking, and I got came
we
up could have
just faked it tonight. We could have just floated.
Yes.
We're in a pond.
No, but people already knew we were going to Palm Springs.
All right. Pool saggy over.
Stop trying to end it. We haven't talked about our... Oh, wait, we did. Never mind. Inflatable Man.
I'm so confused.
Sorry.
What's Inflatable Man?
Tell the Inflatable Man story that you were telling me in it, because it was very upsetting.
I don't remember.
The man who tripped on the air compressor.
Oh, it's a news story, and I don't remember all the details, but there was a guy who tripped, fell on an air compressor, it broke the skin, and filled him up with air, and the paramedics had to take him to a decompression chamber in the hospital. Very true story, because he was suing.
Was it up his butt?
And it ripped all of the seams in front of his body, like all of the...
Where did it actually make the entry point?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up on my phone in a little bit, and we'll come back and revisit it, because it wasn't up his butt, but it might have been his butt cheek, because it went into his flesh.
Mm. And it blew up the subcutaneous
I question it.
Layer.
If it gets anywhere near his butt. And then he tripped and fell.
I agree with you, but this story, I'm pretty
you
sure...
Did he get embolism?
It happened at an auto body shop, right?
It happened at an auto repair place.
Wasn't there like lawsuits?
Yes.
Someone was laughing at him?
Yeah, that's
who
exactly
was laughing?
Right.
Who's laughing?
I don't know.
I love how Mike's like really impressed that I know that when I heard him say it 10 minutes ago.
Oh. Like, yeah, see, you know it's true, right?
All right, cool. So that's... Inflation Man.
So that's a good story.
Oh, we have no details on. A decompression chamber.
Yeah.
Like a diving.
I already heard that
thing.
I wonder if you can hurt somebody just putting him in one of those without them being compressed.
Because I got to pee. Should I take the recorder with me?
Yeah. Why not?
I guess.
Go in the corner.
Yeah.
You guys want to go pee with Anderson?
Just go pee right behind.
This place is pretty
great. If you're in the tub right now, have you peed already?
Tyler, no one peed.
Tweet us with bath after disaster pee bath.
Did you guys take baths when you were kids?
The way you said that was so.
Did you take baths when you were little kids?
Hey, ladies.
What?
Did you take baths when you were little kids?
Yeah.
No, I didn't take baths when I was a little kid. I didn't shower
from the
age of 0 to 9.
Really?
What?
I hated
baths. Why can't you put a kid in the shower? Once I can stand and shower.
The shower's better. You know why? The bath sucks. The bath's stupid.
Yeah, the bath is
awful. In
your own filth. Plus, you sit there.
I've got
to get this
thing
quick because Lauren's coming back. I've got to talk about it. Did you ever take your manhood down there and try and make it, and you would make it look like it had big shoulders and like a helmet on, and it looked like a soldier? Did you ever do that?
Big shoulders?
What are you
big
talking about?
Because you put the on either side, and then you have the your head, and it looks like a soldier. No? It looks like a knight.
No, that's fine, but what about big shoulders?
Because the balls,
the balls
are
his shoulders?
Yeah,
you I've can never do that. Done that.
And the head looks like it has a helmet. Looks like a knight. Mm. Like a soldier.
Mm.
Okay, she's here? All right. You guys never did that when you were a kid? God damn
it. I never did it.
I brought that up.
I recognize the fragility of my penis at a very young age.
Hey.
That dog making that.
Play games with it?
Vicious sound? She weighs 9 pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey,
mama.
Back to the thing with why do parents only give their kids baths? Because baths suck.
Because they're lazy.
Why don't parents just don't understand?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a kid can stand, okay, I think if I have a kid.
You take them to the shower with you and then hand them off to Jillian when you're done.
No, you wash it the
same.
Doesn't
Elijah shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 4.
Who the fuck is Elijah?
He loves it.
He's like 3 or 4.
But
you guys ever shower with your dad?
Kids take baths when they're kids.
Ever shower with your pappy there and see his peni there? You ever see that?
I saw one time when he got out of the shower and he didn't know I was in the bathroom, but I don't remember. I don't think I was
Why
ever
were you in the bathroom?
In the shower with my dad.
I used to shower with my dad quite a bit.
Yeah, I did too, a couple times.
He said quite a bit. That's not a couple times.
Twice.
No, I remember my dad taking me in the shower when I was like 1. Oh. Maybe 2. Maybe.
Did it,
remember
did it hurt?
Anything from being 1.
14.
Did it hurt?
Got my learner's permit.
Shit. All right, show's over.
Why is the show over?
That's
what? You're afraid that me and Michael
ball
just
team
gold while
too
going?
Many like young childhood things.
It's the pool brings it out in you.
Should we call Chelsea?
No.
Do you have his number?
All right, stay tuned, everybody, for more.
Cool.
All right, it's going, guys. It's going.
I gotta be honest. We just had like 10 minutes of interesting conversation. And then we wrap that up with, all right, you want to record now?
It wasn't actually that interesting.
Well, yeah. It was all right.
It was good for us, but not for someone to listen to. And
plus,
who
half
we
that
to
shit
judge?
We're not allowed to say.
Who are we to judge the listeners and what they want to listen to?
All right, guys, go.
I, as you guys know, I don't drink.
What?
But I took a glass of wine last night and went to take a sip of it. Like, just to put it in my... I was going to switch it in my mouth and spit it out.
Why?
I just want to try it.
No, it's okay.
Well, either way, Tara was just like... Nah! Like,
yeah,
like emergency.
Well,
like, I
should.
Had a knife up to my throat or something. And I was like, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Maybe it does, but
as
I don't know.
As well, she should. Why would you do that?
I just wanted to swish it around. I was going to spit it in the sink.
Like as a joke or?
No, I wanted to taste it. Some guy told me yesterday, tell me what you think of this. I'm going to get off this topic. It's because it doesn't matter. I'm not going to drink. But he said it's a, you don't pick up where you left off. Your alcoholism goes along with you. Like my alcoholism rate would be wherever I was 2.5 years later. It's not like I go, oh, one beer, got a buzz.
Oh, it's like you push pause?
Yeah, he said it's not that. He said it progresses with you as a human. He goes, because a lot of people don't drink for 15, 20 years and then decide to have a big blowout and they die.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Often. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got shit for saying often wrong, so I always...
How do you say it?
Often.
That's what I do now, too, but I used to say often.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to say often.
Wait,
and
often?
I got a lot of shit.
Wait, you're supposed to say often?
Yeah.
Not often?
The T is
I say it's supposed to be like soften. That's what one fuck said on in email, and now every time I say often...
Soften? Soften?
Yeah, you would never say soften.
Do you guys have a clothes softener?
Just to let you guys know, that's the pool pump in the background, as well as probably...
5 million crickets?
Yeah.
Cicadas?
Oh, they are cicadas.
They probably are cicadas.
I found one. I found a dead one.
Okay.
By the,
first of all.
In the garage. Oh, should we do the last segment in the garage that's really hot and close ourselves
sure.
in there? For 10 minutes?
Then we die.
No, we don't die.
It's hot in the garage?
It's really hot. We should sit in there with a candle like you and Tosh.
Okay.
That's how we'll end the show, right?
Like a hot...
Sure.
Like
I was looking for a 4 second.
Are you guys still in the tub?
Guys, get out of the tub.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Answer us.
I gotta pee.
All right, so is that wrap of the... Pool?
The pool segment?
Pool wrap?
Stop listening to this. Research Joe Frank and find out how great he is.
Wait, but why would you do that in the middle of our show?
Because I love Joe Frank.
You want them to listen to him instead of us?
That's honestly, yeah.
Defeating.
I really do.
You know what? That's very caring.
Maybe he's promoting us right now, though.
Joe Frank.
How long have we been in this pool, you think?
Not
hours?
Like 20
couple
minutes.
Hours.
To the listener, 20 minutes.
But do you think we've been in this two hours?
You know, the show's best when we forget there is a listener and we're just doing our thing, which is having... Fun conversation.
Hey, you know what's dumb is I really thought Anderson brought that from home.
That what is, he's pointing
is
to is a chlorine tablet floater that's a shark with
I just assume since it's a shark,
sunglasses.
He brought it from home.
Do you think most sharks wear sunglasses?
If they could, they would.
I'm getting out of the pool.
Or do you think that's only sun? And how'd they go around the head because the eyes are on the other side?
All right, guys, do a good show.
I'd know. Like to sew sideburns onto a shark.
Why?
I don't know. It'd be funny.
Maybe he's got glasses, too.
Super cool sharks swimming at you. I would like to replace a shark's teeth with something soft and watch it just try to bite your leg off and be like, ah, sucker!
That's something you would like to do?
That's one of my goals.
Oh, all right, everybody.
Is it not lemonade you guys are drinking, or is that just plain lemonade?
No, it has booze in it. Stay tuned for the next segment. Oh, great, that was a 4-minute segment, so that's good.
I used to
have
like 20 minutes, Jesus Christ. This is not working out. I don't know, I just thought this would add some drama to the show. Fireplace is cranking.
Yeah.
A lot of dead spiders freaking out in there right now.
What?
They've built their webs all around the perimeter. I don't know if they're dead.
Are they on fire?
I don't, look at it. There's like spider webs everywhere, and all of a sudden they were cast into hell, into the depths of hell.
The most blown-out of proportion thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
I'm telling a story.
You recorders to
I'm the Joe Franco
yes.
of our podcast.
The,
so
the least climactic thing.
You see the dead erectors?
I see, like, old, like...
There's a web.
Haunted mansion-style
like
cobwebs.
All the way around, like, in the corners, and then all of a sudden the heat is just, like, melting it inward, like...
Well, if anything, you should always burn spiders, so also not sure what you're... Point is.
You need one more picture in the pool here.
Oh, I just like rinsed off my head.
Just feet.
Why did we need a thing?
Did you guys not know what I'm going for?
Go.
All right, 5 minutes. Tight.
Tight 5 minutes.
So at the moment, we're watching a Dodger game live from Dodger Stadium. In the
go,
backyard.
Go team.
Should I put on the mistress?
No.
No.
It's wet and gross.
All right. No mistress. We're doing a tight 5 minutes. No matter what happens.
This podcast already has 3 mistresses.
We could actually figure out the secret of life.
It's not a secret.
If the 5 minutes is elapsing, we cannot finish. Right?
Right at 501.
This is what we're looking for, not the secret to life.
Well, kind of.
Hey, how do you feel about these cactuses being around here? I like it.
I like that you ask a question and give your point of view at the same time.
I'm getting mine out of the way so you have time to answer.
It's just in case. Like, just in case like, we didn't like it, he wanted to let us know.
I like it.
That's a good like first date move, though.
Actually, that's
ask
the
question and give them the answer like tacos, so that puts them all on them.
Yeah. How do you feel those dates going tonight? I think we have a good chance of sleeping together, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We were talking about Mike's glory days in Little League.
Yeah.
Oh, you played Little League?
Sort of, yeah.
What did you do? What position?
I swear to God, I don't remember, and I did play, and
how
I swear
years?
To God. Like one season.
What was your team?
Did you get hit in the head the first pitch?
The Royals.
What color? Blue?
Yellow and white.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it feels weird when you see like those colors together, right?
I can see
I wasn't into it, and I didn't try, and I didn't really care, and it was just
I can see your photo hanging in a pizza place in the 70s, like your team
photo. I wish I went that far. I wish it was that good. I wish it was Bad News Bears, which still, by the way, is one of the strongest movies.
I just watched it like 6 months ago.
It's so great.
It's really funny.
So great. It really gets to the heart of baseball.
Does it? You realize this from
the kid, the blonde kid with the long blonde hair, is the funniest little shit.
Tanner.
You mean the kid that's picking his boogers, Lucas?
That's.
Oh my God, that's gonna sound great on the recording.
Why so?
I have to move the table closer to me. No, that's Tanner who uses multiple slurs at the end.
Yeah.
Multiple slurs.
Yeah, a lot of slurs. He's reminded me of like
those
a
are
little,
those are way more than slurs by
little
the way.
Anderson.
What?
Looks like a little you.
You know what I realized actually? I'm glad that I thought of this just now. I was at the gym the other day, lifting some weights, looking at some people judging them.
You should get out of the bath, by the way, listener. You should be sitting in your back patio right
watching
now,
some kind of sports event
and drinking a Steinlager and smoking a cigarette of your choice.
I realized that that's bad for the Dodgers. What just happened? I realized. A couple days after we recorded our last episode that we were talking about the all-black episode that we're putting together. Black listeners were to come down. It's going to be a great episode. It's be great
I'm
going to
be nervous.
I'm sure you will be. But I realize just how awful we are and how out of touch... seeming out of touch because Ferguson's going on right now and we didn't even mention anything about Ferguson.
We didn't mention the fucking tsunami.
We're talking about how we're not a racist show, and then Black listeners are going to come, and we're going to do a whole black show.
We didn't mention the tsunami the night that was breaking news, like at 11:30 p.m.
Ferguson's been going on, though, for like a week and a half, and we're talking about how we're not a racist show.
Yeah.
We're bringing all that up, and not one of the three of us brought up Ferguson.
We're waiting for all the facts. It makes us sound real racist. We're waiting for the facts, man. All
right, before we go down that road, because I heard more facts, but... By the time this posts and people listen, whatever.
By the time this posts, the facts will be out.
Here's what I know: if I was a if I was me, and I was black,
you are you,
and I that's bad
Uh-oh.
Times. That's bad
Uh-oh.
Times for
Uh-oh.
You, Ty Ty.
Uh oh,
and he's got it.
It's
nice
fine.
Times.
Guys,
hey,
you can't
do
this.
Ever,
we can't do this without the express written consent of the commissioner.
We're watching
by the
baseball.
Way.
Do they ever pretend like they got it, like they're on the warning track, and the ball just sails? Like, wouldn't you like to do that if you were the outfield, just stand there like this? Just to psych the audience out, and then
sometimes they think they have it, then they look at the
glove
and it's
not there.
No,
but I want you just
there.
To like know it's out and just stop and pose like, here it comes, and it's just 40 feet over your head.
You see this cactus right here that looks like a penis?
Yeah,
they all look kind of like.
Do you think anyone's ever used that as a torture device?
Humans are pretty terrible, so
yeah,
probably.
They are. They're, humans are awful. Yeah.
So probably.
Yeah.
I thought about that when I saw that cactus.
Well, there you go.
All right, where are we at?
We're at like 4 minutes.
Ferguson.
Really? 4 minutes? No. Oh no! 4:25.
35 seconds.
We have 30 seconds to figure it out. If I was a black guy, if I was a black kid, if I was me, and I was black, I would use every excuse I had to strike out against the establishment.
Yeah.
Whether it be a racist white cop establishment or not. So.
Or just In-N-Out Burger.
Well, I don't know about In-N-Out Burger.
Take them down, burn them to the ground.
No, because they make good.
In-N-Out.
You make good burgers.
A fine burger.
We have 4 seconds, guys. Shake. Fuck. I don't like this idea, the 5 minute thing.
Okay. All
right.
Segment 4 or 5 has
free,
begun.
Free player.
All right.
I don't have time to play
What's
a whole
for?
Game again.
No.